Proclamation number 4047 of 23rd of May, 1947. Fulfillment of the commandment of love demanded of all. I have given you a commandment that you should love one another, and if you keep this commandment you fulfill my will. But I have not made your maturity of soul dependent on the fulfillment of earthly commandments, which, however, is clearly taught to people. But it is far better to disregard such humanly decreed commandments than to obey them without remembering my commandment of love, for I don't value the former even though they are scrupulously obeyed. It is of such great importance that people are enlightened as to what my will consists of and what is pleasing in my sight. For they have long since ceased to have a standard for this, and they do not recognize their spiritual shortcomings. Therefore it is advisable to comply with my commandment with all diligence and perseverance, to make my will their own and now work on themselves so that my love can permeate them and they will only accept my will. 23rd of the 5th, 1947. The more the human being makes my will the guideline for his way of life, the more he conforms to my nature, whereas the fulfillment of humanly issued commandments does not result in a change of his nature. But my will is to fulfill the commandment of neighborly love, by which he also testifies to his love for me at the same time. And this neighborly love should always and constantly be practiced. A person can shape himself into love. He can be so permeated by love for his neighbor that it will cause him to be constantly active, that it will therefore be the driving force of his thinking, speaking and acting. Then he will also be an example to his fellow human beings. He will not only exemplify to them the right life on earth which is pleasing to me, but the effect of his life of love will also be recognizable. He will be filled by my spirit, that is, he will receive truthful knowledge from me and be able to pass it on to his fellow human beings. But the effect of active neighborly love is at the same time evidence of increasing maturity of soul and also proof of the significance of fulfilling my commandment of love. People do not take my commandment seriously enough. And yet it is the most important thing of their earthly existence, for their whole life in eternity depends on its fulfillment. So it is more understandable than that I gave this commandment to my disciples with the instruction to go into the world and teach all nations, to enlighten them about the effect of a life of love and the bad consequences of unkindness, so that they could reach maturity of soul while still on earth. I myself preached love on earth, I myself exemplified a life of love to them, and I myself demonstrated to them the wisdom and miraculous power I attained through love. And I admonished all who took it seriously to follow me. Yet people do not comply with it, yet with fanatical zeal they observe what people have added to my commandment of love, but which has not the slightest connection with unselfish neighborly love. And they consider my commandments unworkable, and thereby prove to themselves that they don't believe in the truth of my word, in my wisdom and my love, otherwise they would have to accept and also obey every word from my mouth without doubt. What I demand of people must always and forever also be feasible and able to be accepted by all people. And only free will can prevent them from practicing the unselfish neighborly love I demand. And therefore the human being should first inform himself of my will, he should make it his own, thus give up his own will and completely merge into my will, but then he will also be able to carry it out. And that in every situation of life, because my commandment is not only given to individual people but to everyone, to the whole of humanity, which lives far away from love and is therefore also in greatest ignorance, because knowledge is only the result of a life of love, which I have made a commandment to those who want to ascend and stand in brightest light. Amen.